start out by saying how much of a blessing it is to be here. It's a blessing to feel the Spirit this morning. You know, we were singing that song, Midnight Cry, that gets to me every time. We were singing that song, and it took me back to, I was at work, and I listened to one of Brother Ron's messages, might as well have been a message, and at the ministry school, and it's called No More Tea. It talks about how Revelation's where it talks about how he didn't see the sea. It talks about, compared about how there would be no more work. How much of a blessing that is this morning. You know, the message of the Lord laid on my heart. We're going to take the reading out of Mark chapter 9. I need y'all's prayers this morning. Starting with verse 1, it says, "And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead." I'm going to stop reading for just a moment there. But the verse that really came to my heart the other night that I want to focus on and point out is verse 3, where it says, "And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them." And the title per se that the Lord gave me for the message that kind of stuck to my heart was white as snow. And we see here that Jesus, it says white as snow is no fuller on earth can white them. If you look to see what fuller is, it says that it was a launderer, somebody that cleaned clothes. And we were sitting back there yesterday during the Bible school, and Brother Luke brought these bracelets to come have the class made. And each of these beads meant something different. And he started, as you can see it, the yellow bead was heaven. The black bead was sin. The red bead was the blood of Jesus. The white one was purity, salvation. And the green one was that you get saved to go. And to go out. And that really stuck in my heart yesterday whenever we were talking about that. And I noticed as we looked at these and we made these bracelets that red went over that black one. And this morning, if you're lost and undone, there is only one that can make that blood and put it over that sin this morning. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That same Lord that came and saved my soul when I called out unto Him, He came and He made my robe as white as snow. I was all dirty, I was down, I was in despair, and He came in and He filled my heart with joy and He saved my soul. And if you're lost in this morning, that is what you need. Is you need to be white as snow. And you know, you can take, we asked the kids yesterday, did any of you ever have a white shirt? Have you ever went and got something dirty on it? You know, I do it all the time. I'll sit down and I'll eat a little bit of food and I'll drop some food on it and I'll take it home. My wife will bust at me and she'll go to the laundry room and she'll clean it and it'll come out just as white as it was before. And I'm telling you this morning, if you're lost and undone, is what the Lord will do for you. There's nobody else that can do that this morning. There is nothing else. Everybody believes that all these other things, they believe that they have that Spirit. But I'm telling you, the Spirit is with the Lord. The Holy Ghost is the one that comes into your heart and lets you know where you stand with Him. This morning, if you are uncomfortable here, if you are uncomfortable with the Spirit being here, then I beg you to get down and pray and find out why. Ask the Lord where you stand with Him this morning. And if you're saved and you know where you stand with Him, then pray to Him again and have Him to ask Him what He wants you to do this morning. Because it is of the utmost importance that we follow as we read down, it said at the beginning, in verse 4, it said, "And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus." But I want to point out that later, as we continue to read, that as the disciples there looked upon them, the other two were gone, and it was only Jesus there. Jesus is the only way of salvation. And speaking, praying to Him is the only way to get through.
Amen.
You know, Brother Ross can take you up here. Any of these preachers, these ordained men, come up here and dunk you into the baptistry. But that's not going to get you saved. At that point, you're just taking a swim. You got to have it in the heart. The baptism of the Spirit. That's where it's at this morning. That is where it's at this morning. If you're lost, I beg you to get it right with the Lord before it's too late. Because there is coming a day that midnight cry will come.
Amen.
And the Lord will come down, that robe of light shining, and He will gather His children. And we will have no more work. There will be no more sin. But if you don't have what I'm talking about, if you've not had that experience with the Lord, I bet that you get it right with it.
Amen.
Because at that time, it's going to be too late. At that time, when that final trumpet blows, it'll be done. You won't have another opportunity. You know, the last several nights, we've heard one after the other. Brother Jason made mention of it last night, of another opportunity. One more. If you're lost and undone, then you've been given one more opportunity this morning. And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to get down? Or are you going to pray? Are you going to go forth? Are you going to follow the Lord? Are you going to heed to that drawing of the Spirit? You know, as I was reading and going through, we're going to flip over for just a few moments to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Amen.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Take heed to that this morning. "By the same Spirit. To another faith, by the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing, by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will." And I come over in the thoughts that come to me as we flip over here. I guess you can say, after you get saved, after you get that robe of white, the thought that came to me was, you know, we talked about a little bit of darkness the last few days. We talked about running to that trash can out in the middle of the night and talked about how that darkness is like the world here. There's a lot of darkness here. But the thing that comes to mind is, when you get saved, when you get that robe of white, it makes it a lot easier to be walking through the darkness. It gives us a little bit of light so that we can follow the Lord. It gives us a little bit of help so that we can get through that darkness. And the thought that I was thinking of here is, what happens when you get a lamp and you go into a room at your house and it's pitch black? You get a lamp, you set it on a table, you plug it in, you turn it on, and there's a little bit of light. But as you come in and you continue to grab other lamps, and you continue to bring them and set them next to the other one, and you continue to flick them on, you see that more and more darkness leaves the room. Because the darkness can't handle the light that is there. That light dispels all darkness. And that is what the Lord does for us when He saves our soul. He dispels that darkness. Now this morning, I want you to understand that as God's people, we must come together and be like those lights in the darkness. Now I believe that one person with God's help can do much, can do a lot, can do anything. But I believe also this morning that when two or three come together, I will be in the midst. I believe that when we come together, when we are touching and agreeing, and we are
when we come into church, come together, let your light shine, praise God, and send Satan out the door, because he should have no room here. When we allow him to be here, he will be. I can promise you that.
You know, if I could say one more thing to the lost, it would be that, like we talked about, this world is mighty dark and we see a lot of bad things. A lot of bad things happening. You know, the other day we hear of a shooting in Antioch, just right down the road here. A man walked in and shot several people. That can happen today. That can happen tomorrow. Anything can happen. The only thing in this world that is certain is salvation. That is one that will get you through it all. Somebody wants to get a song. That's all I have.
Jesus said, Peter, James, and John up on the mountain. Peter and the sons of thunder. I'm glad you left one here. Appreciate the message. Simple and clear. Shall we stay in the same? Lord, still when we hear hearts of this altar, so come and seek the Lord. The Bible says, though your sin is let it be a wise snow. Isaiah said that a long time ago in Isaiah 1:18. Though your sin be filthy, white, and dark, Jesus, the blood we shed on the cross of Calvary, cleanse that white as snow, be a brand new garden, fit for heaven. So you stand and say, don't you want that today? Everybody, my Lord. You feel God helping at your house. Don't delay, just come right on the tray.
Thank you. to sing a song and tell the brother I enjoyed his message. Telling each other how much he's grown. He's come out to Fairview several times, and I can just see the Lord dealing with him. I'm going to thank God for that.
Amen.
He might be the one to preach the message to my grandchildren, you never know.
That's right.
Ask y'all to please pray for me and your son-in-law, Brother Travis, as we go to the jail.
Amen.
I believe we'll be going tomorrow night, the Lord's will. And, you know, my heart breaks for them over there. It's sad. And the ones that don't show up, I get concerned about them, you know, because we see new faces every day. The ones that's not there, I wonder if they're still there or where they're at. Actually, just remember some prayer. And just remember our church in prayer. And thankful for being here today. Thankful for what I feel. I just want to really tell you that I really love you. Really thank the world of you. You help my ministry out so much. You always have a special place in my heart.
Yes, you do. Appreciate these words. Let's have another song come around. Shake Brother Chase, Brother Jason. Let's see his hand. Let him know how much we appreciate him. Come this way. Sisters told me to let everybody know we have a little food down there. We don't have a whole lot. We don't have a place to go. If you'd like to stay for lunch today, there'll be food downstairs. And they're more than welcome to. If you want to tour anyone, if anybody would like to stay, we'll be glad to have you. So let's come around and shake hands at this time. Unless you have to
call
your mom.
I don't like
her to sing
number 99. Trust and obey.
Trust and obey number 99. Good song.
Brother Ron, I need to say something.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm jealous and hope those kids don't say something. Oh, the Lord's been so good to me. But I remember when I was stood here talking, and I feel like the Spirit is just swirling around the room. You're just waiting to light on somebody. And here he comes. Here he let it then on me now, and I've got to let it go. And I'm just telling you that when the Spirit lights on you, you better let it go and tell the Lord's thought down in his heart. And what he's put on my heart right here just for a few minutes, I will tell you. When I went to Florida, I preached down there. I remember Friday night I preached. And one scripture, quench not the Spirit. And Jennifer just stood there and bumped off. She didn't know what to say because there's not a word for quench. There's not a word in the Spanish vocabulary, so they're almost Spanish. If there is, she said there wasn't. I don't know. We stopped the service. And I got to think it just now. If somebody quits, because it stops the service.
Right.
It stops it. They didn't scratch. It's like throwing cold water over a hot brain and it just puts it out. And I'm telling you folks, I'm letting my part go. Somebody else needs to take care of it. Because God is in, it's got all control over this service. And I'm telling you, the devil is coming in the door with us and he wants to disrupt anything that we have on here. And I'm telling you, the Lord wants to bless us. The Lord wants to save souls. He's reaching to your heart right now. He's talking to you. And I'm telling you, folks, we have a wonderful thing here. We should never let it go. Don't let that Spirit go. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Because it's not a word for you. You can't get around it.
Right.
Folks, do what the Lord wants you to do in every walk of your life. In everything that the Lord will lead. And this is all we have today. This is all we got. This is all we got.
He's not here to teach another prayer.
That's right. So, follow the Holy Spirit.
Somebody? Let's move around a little bit. Altar's still open. You can stop and pray. You can just run up here and pray. Pray anywhere in this building. Anywhere. Even outside. You can go outside, take somebody with you. What you need is the Lord. Let's go around and pray. Amen. Check in, please. Come on, we can ask you. put the roof on this building. This man came here about a year ago, 75 years old now. He looked at me and said, I've lived a life of sin and I'm not saved. Pray for me. Doug Armstrong, sitting right back there, he may have missed two Sundays since. Those first two Sundays he came, he made his way up the altar and prayed. And went back to the altar. But he still comes. You pray. Pray for him. What I want to press upon all you young people is don't do that. You had a message last night that said, remember the Creator, the day of your youth, while you the days coming on. You have a great opportunity, an advantage that so many that don't have. You have been able to come to a church, even that was a roof that was put on by a man that walked away from it, and didn't come back until he was 75 years old. Pray. You need the Lord. You can just ask Doug that. He'll say it. Don't wait until then. I'm glad for everybody. Anybody else have anything in their hearts? So we just say this and we'll have a blessing on the food. Amen.
How are we coming? I don't know. It was bad. In Sunday school, we learned that, he was stuck in the tunnel. He couldn't get over the picture that he was trying to show him. And that took me years. Because I didn't understand. Because the church I was going to, and regenerate. And they were like, well, you gotta be better, you gotta be better. Okay, I'll try. And I tried, and I'm determined. And so it took me a long time to say, oh, well, that didn't work. There must be something else. So I tried that. A long time without him, so determined. And for 15 years, struggling. I said,
church members here have heard me say this, I want to share it. 1957, I was born, my mom got a house right across the street from my school. A little apartment upstairs.
But no, did you
Barbara, how come I met our whole thing with you yesterday? It was just 3 hours, but it was, I could just bask with children forever. And I don't even have real patience. But there's something about this that is just amazing. I know I'm so disappointed, but little Bryson, he told me to class today. But he said something so profound to me that I have got to share.
Thank you.
Which one works?
Bobby, can you please show me that will? Sorry.
I'm not sure if I know that one.
Yeah. One second, let me find it.
Thank you.
say the days of the week and all the things.
If you were saved in this church, where would you say it?
So, what place you say? Well, I have this being last, been requested that we have this song again with an altar of prayer. And if you're here, you've been saved. And this church is called the Spot where the Lord saved you. We'll be served at 7 o'clock tonight. We usually meet on 6 on Sunday, but this revival is going to start at 7 tonight. So please come back, if you know, if possible. 7 o'clock tonight.
Pastor Conrad, Brooks Bridges. I was told that today's pastors appreciate you. And everybody appreciates it more. We appreciate you all. We love you. There's a little something downstairs. We want everybody to come down and enjoy with us at the service.
Yeah. Here's your pick, bro. You rappers, you're going to be